Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined with Maggie.
Hello.
We've got our podcast Pixette Rainy and our podcast Pixie Miles. And that's it, guys. That's all we got. Rachel is out of town. Ariel's with Bebe.
I know. It's just us two. So it's just going to be me and Becky making hard eye contact the entire episode.
Yeah. And I'm also sitting on the opposite side from where I normally sit. And there's a monitor that I can see out of the side of my view. And I'm like, hello, monitor.
Hello.
Hello there. Oh, Maggie, how was your weekend? What did you do this weekend?
Zach probably already is going to talk about this on one of the podcasts, but we threw a big old party here at Try Guy's office for his birthday party, which was very, very fun. And then on Sunday,
what you have at the party? Tell us more.
Oh, yeah.
So what was there? Was there food? Was there booze? Was there music?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was Zach's backwards bar mitzvah, and it was chaos because...
And what does that mean, backwards bar mitzvah, for those non-Jewish people listening?
Yeah, so bar mitzvahs, which I recently found out, takes place at the age of 13, and Zach always wanted to have one for his 30th birthday, but because of 2020 and the madness that it is, we didn't have anything for his 30th birthday. I actually got engaged on his 30th. I think it's been like a year since I've been engaged. Anyway... So he planned this party, he started planning for it on a Monday. The party took place on a Saturday and I was so stressed out for him. But he pulled it together and it was really nice. He had a lot of help from Sweet Keith, and Alexandrian and, Will. So it was great.
What was at the party?
We had karaoke. We had crazy lights. There was a fog machine that set off the fire alarm.
Okay, wait, you gotta...
I know.
Dive into that. So what happened with the fire alarm? How'd it get set off?
Okay, so.
Did the fire department come?
Oh my gosh. It was something else. So Keith brought his fog machine from home, from your guys' house, and gave the remote control to Kelsey, our sweet friend Kelsey. And Kelsey was just chatting with everybody around the party, having a great time, holding down the button and just chaos. So the room, all the doors and windows were closed just because it was really hot outside. And the room filled with fog. And all of a sudden, the fire alarm started going off. We couldn't really hear it because the music was so loud. Kelsey's boyfriend, Capslap, Jared, was DJing and was able to sync up the music or like the bass or when the bass was hitting to the fire alarm. We got Will on top of a ladder to try and mute it, but it's not like a home fire alarm where you can just tell it to shut up. Keith was panicked. We went outside and Keith is just on the phone. I'm sure they'll tell this story, but he was like, hello, my name is Keith Habersberger. This is the address that I'm at. Like, there is no emergency, but we could not figure out how to silence the fire alarm. And it was only, I want to say like 9:30 or 10 at this point. And we almost had to shut it all down. And
I didn't know fog could set off a fire alarm. I thought fog was mostly water.
That's what I thought. I was like, I guess it reads it as whatever is thick in the air. I wonder if you fart in front of a fire alarm, it could also set it off. It was like musty enough, you think?
Try farting in front of fire alarms.
Any really sort of highbrow. Any sort of gas. I think that if it's thick enough in a room, but the Try Guys office, like it's a very open concept. There's lots of desks and people who sit in the middle. So I was stunned that it set the fire alarm off. But apparently it was very thick and musty. The lights reflecting off the fog was really cool. There was a little photo booth. There was a DJ booth. There was lots of places to sit and dance. And there was food. And then they had a little karaoke room and their stage room. It was really fun. It was really sweet. He had a really great time.
And how was the cleanup?
Oh my goodness. Luckily, we sang karaoke till about 2:30 and the friends that still stayed with us helped us gather all the cups and all the good things. But Keith had just had an Eat the Menu photo shoot. And I think the funniest thing was Zach picked up this Outback bag and all these baked potatoes that had just saturated the foil, like split open a thing in the bag and there was just 24 potatoes just everywhere.
Oh no.
I know. I think Keith's initial plan was to take it somewhere where other people
he
could
was gonna
eat
donate it.
He was going to donate it. And then it just at 2 a.m. there was just potatoes all over the office. And it was, I have a very funny video from it of everyone just crying, laughing.
Zach's like, potato party.
There's potatoes. But yeah, it was a blast. And then on Sunday, we just had a very lazy pool day. We got Laura DIY's dog Moose and Bowie together. Bowie went swimming.
Oh yeah. Okay. So Bowie's taking swimming lessons.
Yes.
Tell us.
I actually didn't get to talk about this on the podcast.
What it is? Why does it happen? I'm thinking about getting Alfred bartending lessons. Oh, so
I think that is money.
How did this
very
come about?
Well spent.
Do dogs not know how to swim?
So dogs innately do how to should know how to swim. Okay. Like if you put them over water, a lot of them will do the little paddle motions. Mm-hmm. But our sweet dog trainer has like the coolest pool. It has like a beach walk down and has always wanted to kind of do swim camp. Mm-hmm. And I found out that she was doing it because we were working with her for a couple other things. And she's like, by the way, I thought it would be fun for this summer thing to do swim camp. And it was Saturdays and Sundays. And I think she did like 5 dogs each day. Mm-hmm. The first one started, she just worked with Bowie by himself just to kind of see where he was at. But the reason Zach and I did it was, yes, Bowie knows how to swim, but he's never been super, he doesn't love it.
Okay.
Australian Shepherds, they're not like poodles. They're not like Labradors who just love water. Mm-hmm. Bowie's very anxious. He's a very anxious, sensitive boy. Like 4 months of his life, he thought he was being punished every single time we put the leash on him. He used to be scared of his leash. Mm. So he takes a lot to warm up to new things. So we decided that he was I can't really disclose where I'm living yet, but we are living in a hotter environment than we were living before. I'll say that. So I was like,
but you don't have a pool.
We don't have a pool, but we have friends who have pools. And if we ever go on vacation to pool, if we ever go to the lake, I want Bowie to feel good, you know?
Confident.
And I think we hit that goal. I still don't think that he will just jump in on his own and like start swimming. No, okay. But he used to swim very vertically. Like it was just arms and his little bottom legs were sinking. Now Kim, our trainer, sweet Kim, taught him how to swim without being in such a panic.
Okay.
So it was more confidence building. And then he's just a dog that needs a ton of exercise. So I wanted like another outlet for him. Because everyone who I've worked with trainer-wise, she's like, these dogs, like if you don't exercise them enough, sometimes it can lead to like more anxiety if he's already anxious or like behavioral issues. So you want to make sure that you're exercising him enough. But in the summers, especially from like June to September, it's like very hot from like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
To like 7 sometimes.
I know they were saying you're not supposed to be walking your dog during the day in L.A. right now.
I know. PSA, a lot of people don't know this. I've been driving around and people will be walking their dogs at like 2 p.m. If you take your sandal off and put your foot on the concrete and it's too hot, you should not be walking your poor doggos. Oh. I know. So even sometimes at 10, like I would wake up and like I would do my morning routine and I would take Bowie out. He would be so far behind me. I was like, I think I need to walk him sooner. But we taught him how to swim. So now he has another activity he can do midday instead of being cooped up in the house because it's too hot.
Well, Maggie, you know what that means.
What?
You got to build a pool.
Oh my gosh.
You got to give me my pool.
Matt and Becky have been just like, since we moved in, they're like, so. What's the status on the pool?
What's the situation? You got a big old backyard. Oh. There's a lot of grass. I could see a little spot where we just cut out the pool.
Oh my
gosh. And then Bowie could work out all day.
Oh my gosh. We could put him in a little current.
It would be beautiful.
It would be beautiful.
For everyone.
Look, I'm very supportive of this idea.
Oh
my God. Petition for Maggie and Let Zach to get a pool. Literally, Matt, every single time he texts me, says, like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing now?
Pool?
Pool? I'm like, absolutely not.
Did you build us a pool?
Oh my God, I wish. I think that just with the state of the world and everyone wanting to do things to their house, like cost for everything, guys. It's just so expensive. If your house already had a pool, that's good for your home value. But putting an actual pool in from scratch, so expensive.
Yeah.
So
crazy expensive.
So we got a kitty. We got a little kitty pool for you, Bex. And we also have this thing that went viral on TikTok. Have you heard of it?
What is it?
It. Have you heard of it?
That was such a Stefan moment.
I'm just so excited to tell you about it.
Have you heard about it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Heard about what?
This viral TikTok pool float situation. So it's, I want to say it's the size of a full-size mattress.
Okay.
It's basically a waterbed. You fill it up with your hose, and it's for people who don't necessarily want to be fully submerged in water, mm-hmm. but people who enjoy floating. Oh. So Zach spends his time in the kiddie pool, and then I am right next to him with my book reading on my mattress. But basically, it keeps you cool on a hot day because it's filled okay. with water, and you can set up your sprinkler system to it. Or your hose to it, and it acts like a sprinkler to cool it off. Because if it's been in the sun and not wet for an hour or two, it kind of gets hot. It's still plastic.
Still plastic, yeah.
Yeah. So it fully sold out. I don't remember what the actual original brand that came up with this concept, but Target came up and wanted to reap the benefits, and they probably didn't patent or just like get the rights on this model thing. So Target has its own version. It's Rainbow.
Whoa. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. And it's probably, I told two of my coworkers about it and showed them pictures, and they told me it's sold out at their Targets now. So you guys better go. You better go.
You better go to the hottest little Target you can find.
Yeah. And see if they're in stock. Order pickup. Go. That's your life hack from Maggie. If you don't have a pool.
Life hack. Have you guys been spending a lot of time outside, even though it's been hot?
In the mornings, especially. Yeah, I think that where the sun sets, we get a good breeze, too, even though it's hot. It's been pretty hot, but yeah, it's been good. We like spending time in the backyard. We don't have a lot of outdoor furniture. Becky and Keith were so nice to give us extra patio chairs. So when people do come over, they have a place to sit. But sometimes we'll just grab our beach chairs and sit in the middle of our little lawn.
Yeah.
And just sit there with like magazines and stuff. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, yeah. We've been spending a lot of time outside. We also have a kiddie pool. Really love it. It's super fun.
Your kiddie pool is humongous.
Yeah. So Keith found, like, he went online and like looked up what the best kiddie pool money could buy was. Because I love floating.
Yes.
I'm a floater.
You need to come over and try this.
I got to go on your float mat.
Yeah.
He wanted to get something that was big enough that I could put an inner tube in so I could float.
Oh, shit.
So we were actually in it yesterday. And then we were like, oh, let's cover it with our tarp last night so we could save the water and then use it today. Well, last night it rained. It never rains. I woke up at like 3 a.m. and Alfred and I watched the rain for a little bit. And actually the reason we let Maggie and Zach borrow our old patio furniture is because we got brand new, beautiful, light colored patio furniture.
Yay!
That was just being rained on like crazy. And I was like, do I leave the house? Do I go out there and just grab it all? I mean, it's umbrella. So it's like supposed to be pretty water resistant, uh-huh. but it's underneath a big magnolia tree. So there was some dirt that dripped on it. And I was just like, no. And we just bought covers for it.
Oh, shit.
But like it never rains in LA. So I looked at the weather. No idea.
A few days ago. No rain. No insane. Rain.
It didn't say anything.
Rude.
So well, we won't be spending any time out there today, at least.
They're washable?
So umbrella's washable, but it's tough because they have like basically a Scotchgard type thing on it. But every time you wash it, you have to reapply this specific kind of like Scotchgard. So it stays stain resistant because it'll still stain. And before we would just kind of wipe it with like a rag and everything comes up. So I'm hoping because they're supposed to be waterproof. Keith said he just shook them and put them in our guest house this morning.
Oh.
So hopefully when they dry, I can just wipe slurp, it. Give I them hope. A good wipe. So we're going to be spending a lot of time on our couch tonight, I think.
Yeah.
But speaking of couches, Mags.
Tell. What?
You know what you do when you sit on a couch.
Okay, I see where this is going now. I'm like, huh?
You watch shows.
Love shows.
Love TV. Maggie, usually I'm explaining what the pop culture TV show is to you.
Yes.
That's our normal relationship. I'm like, Maggie, watch this, watch this, watch
exactly.
This. But you have found the one show that I don't watch.
I know.
So tell me all about Too Hot to Handle.
Yes. I've been shocked that Becky hadn't seen this one because you love reality TV. But basically, I hadn't watched season one and there was a lot of buzz about it. Mm-hmm. And we were vacationing with Lord DIY and Jeremy. And I was like, we need like a really trashy TV show to just watch at night. Mm-hmm. You don't want to fully commit to watching long HBO 45 minute to an hour episodes while you're on vacation.
Yeah.
And Too Hot to Handle season two dropped, I think, 4 episodes at a time. And they did 2 drops.
Ooh.
And when we had gotten there, we had watched the first 4 episodes. Mm. So it was really like every single night we watched one little episode together. Mm. And it was really fun. But basically, it's chaos. It's I highly recommend if you need just like mindless TV, if you are at the DMV, if you are standing in line for something, just pull it up on your phone. It's crazy. The premise of the show is that you get, I forgot how much the pot was. I think it was $100,000.
Okay.
And all these people have to do is not sleep with one another. And they're supposed to all be just like very hot bodies.
But they lose money for kissing too, right?
They lose money for kissing, masturbating, hug, what else? Like, having sex.
Isn't that like hand self? You'd have to be like self.
That's what I said. I was like, why can't they?
Grading or self.
Yeah. And I don't remember how long they're in this Airbnb resort situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was shocked to hear the masturbating one. But yeah, any normal person, if they're told like you need to not do any of this and you will get $100,000. Duh. Any normal person can do this. But just watching all these dumb people just, I mean, it's good TV. Like, I understand why so many people are watching it and it's just such chaos. And, like, I know that they're all dumb, but I still can't stop watching.
Well, are there, like, challenges? Do they, like, compete for, I know they're competing to get the most money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this season, I can't compare a lot to the previous season, obviously, because I didn't watch. But I know this season they lost a lot more money. Last season.
Okay, that's got to be crazy, though, because I watched the first, like, 2 episodes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Before, yeah. Okay. So I knew the basic premise, and then I skipped to the end and Googled what they won, and they barely won any money. I think everybody got away with, like, $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
How much is $100,000 after the taxes that they take out?
Who knows?
What I want to know. What do you end up, what's the split at the end?
I'm interested, because there's a lot of people not necessarily, it's international. There was a French man. There was a couple of people from the UK.
Whoa.
There was one woman from Spain. So I'm interested to know how, I don't know, they
do that. I wonder what the international, like, currency laws are. Like, if you go on a reality show in let's say you're on Big Brother and you're in California has like strict gaming rules and
for sure
contest rules, but you don't, what if you live in Canada, what do you gotta declare some amount of money
transferred
over to whatever What do Canadians use?
Canadian dollars.
Canadian dollars.
Yeah. CAD.
Wow. CAD.
CAD.
That's what it means.
Uh-huh. And they have like two markups. I think they have.
I know they have duties and fees. Yeah. That's what I always hear.
I remember
about.
I went to Vancouver once when I was in Seattle. We're like, let's go to Vancouver. And we just drove two hours, something close like that.
Yeah.
Drivable in a car. And we went shopping. And I remember seeing on my receipt there were two kinds of tax.
Oh. Yeah. So it's too hot to handle over now? Is it? Has the second season completed?
It's complete. Yeah.
Do you remember how much the person won? Do you want to look it up?
I'm going to look it up.
See how much they want.
Yeah.
I want to know how much of that 100K.
Yeah, have they got?
They got.
I know that they lost a ton of money. And then one couple was given the opportunity to go into this like private suite. And like, if you guys survive the night, you will get $30,000 put back in the pot. Luckily, they did it.
But
like, they lost that much money that they had to give them gimmies. And there are like, it's basically a Alexa type machine that like catches people in the act. Season one managed to keep things tame, only losing 25,000.
Okay.
And every season walked away with $7,500. But in season two,
$7,500.
Yeah, that's it for however long they were there.
That's
I don't know.
Crazy. After taxes, like what, $3,000 maybe?
Yeah.
So they went on TV and made $3,000. I mean, $3,000 is still $3,000. I wouldn't say no to it.
Yeah.
But like, that seems like such a low amount considering like other shows are given. Like there's literally a show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. There was one night that on season two that they managed to lose $21,000.
Was it a blowy?
I think so. I think it might have been a handy.
Handy, not worth $20,000.
Yeah,
my
and then there was one couple. Well, that was like combined with everyone one night, but there was one couple that one night, it was Cam and Emily, for those people who did watch, lost a combined $17,000. That was very early on, but towards the end of the season, I actually really liked Cam and Emily.
Anyway. So did they $17,000? What is that, like full-on sex, or is that they just like made out?
I think they did a handy.
Some gentle grinding for an hour.
The gentle grinding was one of the things that they would get dinged
heavy
for.
Petting.
Heavy petting.
So how graphic is it, Maggie? Like, are we watching? Is it like you're watching some HBO like Euphoria type stuff, or is it like
absolutely
an ABC
not.
Family show where you see the sheets pulled over their head?
It's ABC Family. Everyone is sleeping in the same room together, which is like super uncomfortable. Yeah. Then they're all, it looks like no more. It's not king size bed. They're like fuller queens probably. And there was one moment where there was a guy talking to another girl and he kind of had to decide. Or she was a newer contestant and she came on and she's like, I, based on the picture, would like to go on this date with this one guy. And he was already dating this other girl. And so he comes back from the date and he's like, oh my God, what are you going to do? You going to sleep with the new girl that you had a good time with? Or are you going to sleep with your old girl?
Or not sleep with anyone and save the money.
But you have to sleep.
What
I don't know.
The heck?
I know, right? No. But like people, because there were so few beds, you had to sleep in the same bed as with someone.
And obviously, if you're going to sleep in the same bed as someone, but they can't, you're boning.
They can't touch each other. And the way they present a lot of the stuff that is happening is from like an Alexa-looking cone thing called Lana. And she's like, I saw you bitches. But no, she's very, very formal. And she's like,
okay,
today you have lost $21,000. And it's very like dramatic. And everyone's like, and everyone's looking at each other like, y'all better, who's going to fess up?
Oh, they want to see who did it. Okay, so when the people are losing the money, they obviously know they're losing money by doing these things.
Yeah.
Are there, you know, they're whispering sweet nothings into each other's ear like, I want to kiss you $5,000 worth. Like, how are they reconciling that amongst themselves?
They just, they do a lot of cutbacks in like interviews and they're like, I don't even care. I don't know. They're just so horny. You just like can't. I can't believe that I was just so entertained by all of it. But hey, you know.
Do you think it was like a prerequisite for the show? You had to be like a super big horn dog?
Probably. And you just have to have a really nice body. That's about it.
Nobody called us. What the hell? Oh
my God. If you
could have won this in 2 seconds.
Oh my God. If you put me in the tiniest size bikinis that some of these girls were walking in, oh my God, I would just have a full blown meltdown. You'd see me running the other direction. But there was also these segments where Lana wanted people to connect emotionally. Oh. So they would like bring life coaches and like therapist. I don't know. Oh, wow. I fast forward through some of these sections because I thought it was.
You wanted to get back to the naughty, naughty Maggie. She's like, I didn't want to watch the therapy.
Well, there was one where.
Get back to
there
the
was
handies.
One where the guy had the men talk to their penises. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this because they wanted to talk about the relationship that they had. Huh. They're like, it was weird. It was weird. Anyway, if you ever have some free time, would love to hear what you think about.
Sound off in the comments if you love Too Hot to Handle.
It's just a train wreck and you just can't look away.
Are they going to do a third season? Do you know?
Probably.
Whoa.
Probably.
Where are they even going to find that many horny people?
I mean, it's not just America. They have the rest of the globe.
That's true. Do you think they're just like nicking off Bachelor contestants that didn't make it?
I think they're. No, I don't think so. Maybe some of the Bachelor people will be interested, though. I could see that.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
I'm sure. Do you think that Netflix reality pays better than The Bachelor? Because I heard Bachelor contestants make close to nothing, right?
Yeah, you don't make really anything. When Keith was on Bring the Funny and like AGT, none of those. I mean, he made money on Bring the Funny, but not like TV money. It was like just a regular like day rate of some sort. But I know Deanie Baby from Bachelor was on a podcast and he was talking about how people go on. The reason that so many people go on Bachelor in Paradise is because you do ask for money. Oh. You're like offered a certain amount. But it's also something like I think he was saying he made like maybe 5K.
Oh, wow.
If I'm remembering it correctly, an episode.
And like I'm sure they're like longer than 8-hour shoot days sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's got to be like a 24-hour. You're basically signing up to like have your life watched. But I like think it makes so much sense when you're like, oh, that's why people stay on Paradise for so long. And that's why people want to like they go on these dates with people that they're not even interested in. Like, was Colton on Paradise?
So is Paradise only people who have been on The Bachelor before? It's no new.
I don't think it's any new friends. I think it's only people that have been no new friends. It's just people who are on Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Gotcha.
Respective seasons.
So
together.
They got some clout. They're expensive now.
Yeah. Some people were saying, I think that's what Deanie Baby was saying, is that people were like negotiating for better deals because they found out like someone else was getting 10K an episode. And they were like, well, with my, you know, following and what audience I'm going to bring to this, I should have this much money, which good for you. Like you're making the entertainment that they're making millions off of. Mm-hmm. So why not? Mm-hmm. Why not negotiate for the best rate possible? Especially because you're not going to come out looking good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone, maybe, I mean, Rachel Lindsay and Tayshia, obviously, they came out looking good.
Yeah.
But other than them, I feel like everyone else, you don't really like them.
Yeah. I don't know. Just putting your whole entire, I don't know how they do it. I don't know. Much respect.
It's rough. I'm not like on a huge reality kick right now. Mm-hmm. We're doing, I mean, the usual Bachelor business is going on, but it's not like the most exciting season. Mm-hmm. But I have been watching Elite on Netflix. Holy guacamole. This show is saucy.
Is it?
So it's like Gossip Girl, but in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched the first couple episodes.
So good.
But I hadn't watched Money Heist. So then I started Money Heist.
Oh, yes.
And so, I got to season 2. So tell me about Elite. I know it's the same. A lot of the same actors.
There's 3 actors, I think, that are the same from La Casa de Papel.
Yes.
And Elite, which I don't know what Elite is in Spanish.
Como se dice elite? I think it just means
it's elite, right?
Yeah.
I also like every once in a while they're at a bilingual school in the show, so they'll speak English and I'm like, oh, I understand Spanish. I've done it. So it's like a mystery thriller show mixed with Gossip Girl, mixed with ever so lightly softcore porn.
Oh.
Like not as
is it like Euphoria.
It's kind of like Euphoria, but not as like when I was watching Euphoria, I was like, I liked it, but there were times where I was like, I don't understand why this is happening right now. I'm like, what's why? Why is this so graphic? And I'm like, oh, they're supposed to be like 15. This is a little weird.
The McSteamy one. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, it was. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But Elite is the same way. But I think one, all the actors look like they're 35. I mean, they just look old. Mm-hmm. They don't look young. And I don't know, for some reason in my head, I'm like, well, maybe that's how it is in Spain. Like maybe that they're just, you know, free.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, Gossip Girl, softcore porn, and like a murder mystery all wrapped into one. But it's like, it follows these three, first, the three main people come to this new school called La Escanta, I think, or La Escanza.
La Escanza.
Yes, my beautiful accent.
Okay.
And it's Samuel, Nadia, and Christian is the last one. And Christian is the same actor that plays Rio in La Casa de Papel.
Gotcha.
Very different character in this one.
Can you do his laugh?
Oh, no, that's Denver. Oh, yeah. So Denver plays the main guy, Samuel's brother.
Okay.
Or Samuel. Samu, as they call him, which I love that nickname. Samu. But yeah, his brother is the guy who played Denver on Money Heist. Mm-hmm. And if you watch Money Heist, it's the guy that goes, he like has this crazy laugh. There are like compilations on YouTube of just all the times he's laughing.
It's so funny.
So good. But a completely different character in this. He's like very like brooding and he just got out of prison.
Mm. He has depth. He's a good actor.
Yes, he has depth. He has a lot of range. I think all these characters have all these actors have a pretty good range.
Okay.
But it basically is a show that I think shows like maybe Cruel Summer wanted to be, where some of it happens in the future and some of it happens in the past. And you get little tidbits of how things shook out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good mystery. And I'm on the third season now.
How many total seasons?
Four seasons. The fourth season just came out. I will say towards the end of the second season, I was like, okay, everyone needs to stop having sex for like 2 minutes just so we could get some dialogue because I need to know what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ever going to find out what happened to certain characters? But you do. It's really, they do a really good job of bringing all of like the themes and the characters and the storylines into new seasons in a way that's like not overdone or like, you know, it still makes sense and it still has a connection to the first season.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching one long movie.
And for the murder, the mm-hmm. murder mystery and the, do you find out early on in this, like the four seasons, like in Casa de Papel, they basically gave you the heist in the first episode?
Yeah. So you find out in the first episode, I think you find out who was murdered. And then at the end of the first season, you find out who did the murdering.
Who done it. Okay.
Yeah. And then those storylines go on to like a missing person. And God, what's even the storyline of the third season right now?
Wow.
Other things.
Well, you sold me. Sex, murder.
Oh my God. It's so good. But you definitely cannot. I was on a plane and I was like, oh, maybe I'll put on an episode. And I had my iPad out. And I was like, nope.
Oh no.
Nope, nope, nope. I even like closed the windows when I watch it in the living room. Because every once in a while, I'm just like, those are butts. Our TV faces the living room window.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I don't need like a child walking by and being
You want to hear a hack?
Mommy, what's that?
So I sometimes will watch TV shows at work and I have an iPad and I got one of these screens that you have to be completely dead on in the center for you to see what they're doing. It's kind of like what they use at grocery stores or like, let's say you go to a bank.
Oh,
you can't see what they're doing at the bank. So I'm not that I'm watching.
What are you watching, Maggie? Not that at work.
But I like sometimes worry that I'm just in the cafeteria with like headphones on and I'm like, I don't know if there's children behind me. I work in a children's area. I don't know.
Sometimes I definitely would not recommend watching Elite in the cafeteria. The
airplane.
Or an airplane. I mean, honestly, alone in a room is
most of the murder mysteries that I do watch at work because Zach won't watch them with me. So I'm usually I don't like to be home alone when I'm watching murder mysteries because I get scared. But if Zach's in the other room, I'm fine. But I like watching it in broad daylight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What Zach doesn't like that they're scary or he doesn't like mystery shows? He's more
He doesn't like murder.
Murder.
Yeah. Or true crime. He does not like true crime at all.
Oh.
He gets really sad Yeah.
I mean, it's sad. True crime is sad.
Zach likes, he's a big like Seinfeld comedy guy. He's like, I just want to watch Happy Things. That's him. And like, you know, guilty pleasures. Bad movies.
Yeah.
Maggie, what's your guilty pleasure show?
Or movie? Trolls.
Trolls.
Or the hot chick.
Trolls 2.
Or the hot chick. Trolls 1. Trolls 2 is Trolls World Tour. Also very good.
Mm-hmm.
But Trolls 1 has a special place in my heart. I think that I watched it in one of, I think it was timing too, because it was during a, I watched it during the time where the world was, I mean, the world has been really sad, but I was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
The world was really sad and I watched it and it was just a breath of fresh air and sparkles and all things good. And I recently saw its horrible Rotten Tomatoes score. And I was
what
like,
could have.
Because Zach was telling me he was going to come out with guilty pleasures. And I'm like, Trolls is too good. It's not a guilty pleasure. And I firmly believe that. I shared it with my mom when I couldn't see her. I was like, Mom, you're sad too. You should watch Trolls. And she calls me all the time. And she's like, I love Trolls. Love Trolls. And then as soon as Trolls 2, we watched Trolls 2 soon after. And she watched it too and loved it.
Do you know what the tomato meter score was?
I think it was like a 67, which is not nice. Trolls is art.
Not the best score.
Yeah. And there was a couple of YouTubers who did voices, and I can't remember if it was Trolls 1. Grace Helbig did a voice, and I was like, oh my gosh.
So cool.
So cool. I was like, Lauren, you should, when they come out with a Trolls 3, I hope you get a voice, because then I would know someone who's associated with Trolls, which would be so cool.
You could be a troll by association.
Yeah. If I could just do one sound effect for a troll, I would die happy.
What would your sound effect for the troll be, man? Give the listeners a taste of the troll within.
Maybe I could just do a really pathetic sneeze, like, achoo!
Ooh, so you'd be like the sneezy troll or like the allergy. Because they all have like little, they have like themes, right?
Yeah, I don't think I could be a full troll, but I would be happy doing a sound effect for a main character.
So you'd be like the Foley artist.
Universal. Call me. What is your guilty pleasure?
I mean, I'm with you. I don't think my, you know, guilty pleasure is really guilty, because I think it is genuinely a good movie. It has stood the test of time. It has Academy Award winner Paul Giamatti in it.
Oh.
Big Fat Liar.
Oh, Big Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar is like the best movie that's ever come out. I think it's just...
Do you know what its tomato meter score is? Should we look it up?
Big Fat Liar's tomato meter, let's see. Let's see what its tomatoing is.
You know, I think that I did watch it when I was younger, but I don't actually remember.
Well, girl, I'll give you my Amazon password. We bought it.
You bought it?
I love watching it at night. That was like a good go to sleep movie. Big Fat Liar, tomato.
Oh, Frankie Muniz, of course. I know this cover.
Amanda Bynes.
You know this cover.
It has
44%. It is a guilty pleasure.
44. And a 44 audience too? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's so fun. If you ever do like the Universal tour where you go on the little tram, they basically film the whole movie on the Universal lot. So you get to see like a lot of those things. And there's like a big action sequence at the end. It's like peak Amanda Bynes. I think it was like right before What a Girl Wants. So she was just like in her prime.
Ugh.
Frankie Muniz was still killing it.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Such a good movie.
I am in need of a good TV show right now. Besides Too Hot to Handle, I finished Mayor of Easttown. Very good.
Nice.
And I haven't started anything since. So
yeah, I think you'd like Elite. Yeah. I think you'd like it. And I've asked you this before, but maybe describe it for those who are like me. Solo language people raised in the American school system where they didn't force us to learn other languages.
Oh, yeah.
When you're watching shows like Elite and La Casa de Papel, how is the translation for you? Can you like walk out of the room and still understand what's going on? Or are there differences between the Spanish that you understand and the Spanish that they're
speaking? Right. So there's different... I wouldn't say dialects because it's a lot of the same. But the way they... it's a lot more... I want to say it's formal, but in Peru, they speak Castilian.
Okay.
Castellano, they call it. And the Spanish they speak in Casa de Papel, mm-hmm. and Money Heist and Ali is a little different. So yeah. I thought that I would be able to turn off subtitles, or if I wanted to do laundry, which mm-hmm. I do. Zach just gets upset with me whenever I do laundry. He's like, people make art for you. You sit down and you focus. But I do laundry.
And I'd be like, I'm doing art for you. Yeah. Do you want clean underwear?
But I, unfortunately, I tried doing that with Money Heist and Casa de Papel, but they've like used different words certain times. Not that when I am following along in subtitles, I do understand it more than the average person, but they mm-hmm. do speak different. They speak a different type of Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Spain Spanish.
Spain Spanish.
Yeah. So it's a little harder.
Yeah.
But it's still a lot of the same root words. So mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff does make sense.
Sí, claro.
Claro que sí. Or you can say both. Yeah.
That's what I noticed too, like listening and watching, especially like with the Spanish speaking shows and the like Korean and Japanese speaking shows, I'll see them say like a word like sí, claro. You hear them say it all the time and you're like, oh yeah. And then you see it as certainly, sure.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Definitely they'll tweak subtitles to follow storylines a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So it's not sometimes word for word. But I also do like watching subtitled shows because it helps me focus.
And like, yeah.
Yeah.
You cannot like look at your phone or like walk out of the room. You're like, I have to stay here.
Yeah. And watch everything. Have you seen Dark? It's a German show.
No, I've heard it's been recommended quite a bit though.
Yeah. There is a lot of characters. We haven't started season two because it came out a year after season one was released. And Zach and I were like, whoa, there's at least 40 characters.
Whoa.
And there's a little bit of not time travel, but things that take place in different time settings.
Is it German Lost?
Kind of. Yeah, it is. There's a lot of characters, but that's all I'll say without giving it away.
Without spoiling anything.
Exactly. Yeah. I recently started taking tennis lessons.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's jump in there.
Yeah. So I had been wanting to join tennis back in a couple months ago, but the tennis instructor that I reached out to, he was so busy. So wow. I finally got an in. I have the worst time slot ever. But I'm actually doing it with one of my old coworkers who works 12-hour shifts. She doesn't have a set schedule, so it's really hard for us to find a common time mm-hmm. to go together because our schedules are so varied. So we go at Fridays at 6 o'clock, which is like usually time. When everyone wants to get to the, like, hey, what are you doing? It's Friday night, let's go. And we usually come back, collapse, shower, and then run over to wherever we're gonna go. But yeah, I have not touched a tennis racket ever before in my life. And so I just started doing this thing and it's actually really fun.
What sparked the tennis? I feel like I see tennis on TikTok a lot right now. I feel like it's become like the new, like it sport to learn.
I know. I think it's just probably more people spending time outside. Mm-hmm. I always watch, Zach's grandmothers have always been super into tennis. And one of our friends plays, and we just moved to a new area, and there is a golf and tennis area that you can play. So I think that's kind of what sparked my... Also, I started doing swim again. So I played swim and water polo in high school, and traffic's been really bad after work. So I've just been swimming laps close to where I work after work and been driving in a little less traffic.
Oh, that's nice.
But I think that I just love being outside and I've been looking for things to do that still maintain distance from people.
Does Zach play with you?
Tennis?
Yeah.
I didn't know that it would be something he would be interested in because of his back stuff. And like tennis sometimes is a lot of running.
Oh, okay.
But he used to play when he was younger. And
oh, whoa.
But he hasn't played with me yet. But he wants to practice. But he can't come to our lessons. Sorry, Zach.
Do you have to like reserve like a tennis court? Or is it like basketball where you like just walk up and you claim it?
You reserve it. So our instructor will reserve it for us.
Okay.
And then we come in. And he like has been providing. I haven't bought a racket. I haven't bought a skirt yet. Haven't done all
the things. Are skirts required? Is that like the uniform?
No, I've been just wearing shorts, but I just feel like I have to earn my skirt. Mm-hmm. You know, people who like play. I didn't want to be the girl who plays tennis once and then shows up in a full blown tennis outfit. I feel like I know it gets people excited. They're like, oh, I'm going to really work hard now because I spent all this money on this new outfit. But I am going to let myself earn it. But I have my eyes on a couple skort options. Love a good short skirt situation. Yeah, REI has some cute ones.
Keep me updated on the, like, if we come watch you play tennis sometime.
Oh my God, you know what I mean?
Sit in the stands.
Go, go,
that'll be, yeah, our own little Wimbledon.
Yeah.
LA Wimbledon.
Yeah, but we're just working on form right now. I haven't rallied with someone yet because I'm still like learning.
What does rally mean?
Rally means when you're hitting back and forth between another person on the other side of the court. But right now he's like, this is how you forehand. This is how you backhand.
Whoa.
And he'll just drop the ball. Go. Drop the ball. Go. Forehand. And then I have to stand in the center.
Have you like flung your racket out or like?
Not yet, but I used to play softball. So like the first couple lessons I was hitting the tennis ball over and he'd ask me at the end of the lesson. He's like, so how many balls did you get over just so I know how many to pick up? I'd be like, no more than five. It's definitely like probably 10.
Do they have those like automatic guns that shoot out the ball like when you're at like a batting cage?
No. I'm sure they have those. Like people have to buy them, but no, not yet.
Not your guy.
I'm too scared. I think I'm not there yet, you know?
Yeah. I saw one on TikTok that was like
the string?
The string, yeah. It was like on the ground and you smack it and it basically works like a paddle ball.
Yeah.
And comes back at you.
You can do it against the wall. I asked him, what do I do if I want to practice? And he's like, you have to go really slow and controlled against a wall.
Would that just be pickleball then? Isn't that what racquetball?
Pickleball's been like
racquetball?
Yeah. A lot of people are playing pickleball nowadays.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that like Wall Street men play and they make like skeevy deals, you know, while playing racquetball.
Pickleball.
Is it the same thing?
I don't.
Are they different?
I think they're different.
Do you play one with a pickle and one with a racket? Like,
I don't know. One of my friends like joined a team during the pandemic. Yeah.
And there are like certain, there are like little, you basically play in like a little box of a room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pickleball.
V racquetball.
V racket. Pickleball uses a small plastic ball that appears similar to a wiffle ball.
Oh.
The balls have holes and are generally very lightweight. Paddle tennis balls are depressurized tennis balls made of rubber. So they might remind you of ping pong balls. So many sports with
so
nets.
Many balls. So many balls out there. So do you ever watch those YouTube videos where they use the hydraulic press and they smush balls?
No.
Ooh, look up hydraulic press on YouTube. It is so
satisfying.
Is it
supposed to be satisfying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do it in like slow motion and you see like all the seams of like a baseball rip open and then you see the stuffing in it.
Do they do it with like basketballs too? I've seen.
I'm sure they could, but I feel like that would be like a horrifying.
It's horrifying.
It would just because it's hollow.
It'd make a big old noise.
Yeah, but they smush all kinds of things with the hydraulic press.
What's been the most, besides a baseball?
A rubber band ball. Oh my God, look up rubber band ball. That's probably the most satisfying.
Oh my God.
Smooshing a rubber band ball. That was cool.
I love that you're on depressurized YouTube, whereas I'm like ingrown hairs, blackheads, and whiteheads. Pops.
Yeah, maybe they'll do like a pimple under a hydraulic press. No, that would rip your face off. That would just be murder. Yeah, I haven't been able to find any like hydraulic presses on TikTok lately. But Max, what does your algorithm look like? Because I'm always shocked when I'll be like singing a song or like I'll say something to Keith and he's like, what are you talking about?
Because
I'm on a different algorithm. Like the other day I was like, Keith was doing something and I was like, sir, are you there? And he was like, what are you saying? And I was like, it's the TikTok thing. So we're on two different TikToks. Give me a run on what your TikTok will look like.
What was I watching this morning? I get a lot of animal content just because I love all that good stuff. I turned on the car this morning and you know what song played on the radio? Castaway. We are castaway. I was like, oh, this is on the radio now? Okay. I've been really into home stuff lately and like decorating. So I feel like a lot of like artsy interior designers.
Yeah, decor TikTok.
Lots of decor. Lots of people like to send me wedding planning stuff. Like, these are the things you should get your wedding guests.
Like, have you learned anything from them? Other than that one I sent you. I sent Maggie one where the wedding, the cup that they got to use for the wedding that was a gift for every person there was a Hydro Flask.
That was insane.
As a proud owner of two Hydro Flasks.
How much did that
cost? That is so expensive. I think
that was like,
that is like
$15,000.
Yeah.
It's like $30 even for a little cup.
How do you make it sustainable?
Yeah.
You're like,
oh my God.
Not for your bank account.
Yeah. No. Have I learned anything?
Yeah. Did you get any like good takeaways or are you like, nah?
I've learned a lot of more people are doing like online, very intricate websites for their wedding party instead of doing like the really intense paper invites. And I think I'm like warming up to that more. I feel like if you could make it really cool and maybe do like very cute pictures or like video on.
Oh, yeah.
Like a retro camera. You can make it really cool. So I think we may go that route eventually and not do like digital. the Bible of wedding cards.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I have a lot of animals as well on my TikTok, especially cats.
Cats.
Got a lot of cat content. What else do I have? Oh, a lot of fashion. I've been trying. I don't know if you noticed my shoes.
Ooh,
my
socks. Us.
I've been trying to dress like a child.
Ooh.
Because they say it makes you look cool.
I like your shoes.
And thanks.
I like
you.
The crew socks are fun too.
Yeah. I'm trying to up my style game.
Yeah.
And so I get a lot of like fashion TikTok, but it also like lands me on like 8 dresses you need from Amazon.
And you're like, no.
And I'm like, ah, man, okay. But like, I feel like I need to watch this so that you can show me other content like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to buy my dress off of Amazon. I want to know what, oh, you know who I like? There's this girl who tells you why her outfit is working.
Oh.
So she'll be like, this is my outfit today. And here's why it works. Because my shoes match my purse. And because my necklace is this color. And this is tight. And this is loose.
And does it actually look good?
Yeah, yeah. She gives you like good. She's like a stylist. So she gives you like good, like timeless sort of ideas for how to like style your outfits.
Well, that's cool.
Like, yeah, what works and what is maybe making it look less like put together.
Hmm.
So I like that one a lot.
I love that.
And then a lot of kids dancing. So many dances and a lot of Bo Burnham. People are just obsessed at the moment. I got on like Bo Burnham TikTok where it's just everybody doing the Jeffrey Bezos song. And
that went super viral right after Inside. And we saw Inside in theaters.
We did. So we went last weekend to see Inside of a theater.
Yeah.
It was my first time going to a movie theater with strangers.
Yeah. How was it for you?
It was good. It wasn't packed, which I thought was great. It was only, I mean, there were maybe like 6 other people in the theater other than us and partners, and Ned and Ariel were there too.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend Bebo came. But other than that, it was very like empty. So I kind of like, I saw some pictures of other theaters who like people were like up and dancing and like waving their arms. And I was like, oh, that looks so fun. But I was also like, I probably would have had a panic attack if someone like stood up in the middle of the movie.
I was telling Becky when we were at dinner, I was like, if someone starts dancing, I might start dancing too, but I won't start it.
I won't be the first, but I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was funny though to hear the Netflix.
Was weird. Yeah, imagine being in a theater, everyone who's listening, and just having something that's been playing in your living room for years on end at an on-screen theater. Everyone started laughing
because it was just so. It was like a like weird, like not yeah, maybe like surreal moment where you're like,
yeah,
is TV just, or are movies just big TV?
Yeah,
you know,
it was very. I don't know. We're used to seeing like Lionsgate,
rawr. Yeah, or like yeah, and I don't think there were trailers.
No,
yeah, I don't think there were trailers. I don't know if that was just particularly the Alamo Drafthouse because I'd never been to one of those in LA.
Yeah. We went to the one in Austin, which I don't know if that was the original one, but they had really cool karaoke rooms there.
That was a neat one.
Yeah. And one of the employees were sweet enough to give us a tour of the backstage, which was really cool because they had all sorts of fun props back there.
And you could see where the projectors were and everything.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And you could order at the Alamo Drafthouse all between any time in the movie. If you just like rotated your menu, someone would come and collect your menu and give you chocolate chip cookies or vegan cookies, if that's your preference.
Yeah. And they had alcohol that you could order.
Yeah.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah.
They had a lot.
I can't. So I'm guessing that kids aren't allowed at this movie theater then if they serve alcohol.
I mean, they serve alcohol at like AMC's.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So you can bring in a personal. It's for that. But I know they do things like, I know Universal does any of the, you can't bring any alcohol to the downstairs movies. It can only be the upstairs movies.
So they're probably like,
and then if it's
rated R.
Yeah. If there's a split level one, it also doesn't, it won't let you do it. Like I remember going to see Shaft 2. With my friend Jessica. And we got wine at the bar and we're like, okay, we're going to go take this to our theater. And the guy was like, oh yeah, you can't take that downstairs. And we were like,
What? Guzzle.
I was like, but we're 21. We're well over 21. And so, yeah, we did miss the previews for Shaft too, but still enjoyed it.
Yeah. How fun.
Well, you guys, I know we've given you so many recommendations of what to watch on TikTok, what to watch on TV, what to watch at the movie theater. But sadly, this is the end of the hour. We do have to leave and go deal with all the rain that we have. Maggie's got to get to her tennis lessons. We got to go check on Bowie in the pool that Maggie's building me. And yeah, it's, you know, it's been great chatting with you here, Mags.
I love this. I felt like we were just like old times, you know?
Just hanging out. And we will have the mamas back with us next week. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have the mamas back with us next week.
Yeah.
But until then, make sure you guys are washing your hands, wearing your masks. If you're not vaccinated yet, please. And you're able and eligible, please go
do it.
Please just get it.
Please
get it so we can get out of this eternal, never ending hell cycle.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to rate us 5 stars and hit that download button, and we will see you next week. Oh, our podcast email is also youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.